they have won the game. Look here.
Hey.
You fellas done with your rummy?
Dry rot just blundered into an accidental victory.
It's always accidental when I win.
Better hop into that algebra study and head to son. It's getting on for 8 o'clock. And don't fall asleep over your book like you done last night. I want to see a decent report card this time. We're not sending great big monstrous boys to high school just to hear ourselves think, you know. Paper states Mr. Vogel is better. Mr. T.W. Vogel, 718 South Center Street, who has been seriously ill the past 3 weeks, is mending slowly. Although extremely feeble, he is able to visit the homes of his friends.
You think his friend can visit his home?
That's her.
Miss Vogel?
Sure. She don't like people in her house.
Why not?
Oh, track up the carpet.
Algebra sure is a rotten topic. Fails to hold an individual's interest.
You'll feel an individual's interest where you don't want it if that report card ain't up to snuff this time.
Oh,
there's nothing in this darn newspaper anymore.
What you say every night?
Well, there ain't. Just talking stuff. Rice, get your feet down from there.
I enjoy the sensation of twisting my spine out of
here. Get them down, I said. Tell me about the Supreme Court doing something or other. What is that Supreme Court business?
You're asking me rather an involved question. Yes, it is.
Part of the United States
Senate,
ain't it?
I wouldn't say it was part of them. It might be part of his
general... Here's Abrod and his Brighton was talking about Supreme Courts and things the other day. They're such know-it-alls. They'll sit around and tell about Constitution and Congress and all like that. The rest of us ladies in the Thimble Club just stand and golf. Supreme Court, Ulysses S. Grant, and so on, none of their beeswax, is it?
Knowledge of our national government and its functions is every American's beeswax.
Study. No, Vic, but don't you think they're putting it on?
Who, Miss Brighton and my up here?
Yeah, all that nonsense, big important talky-talking. Actually, you think they were the king of Peoria. What was it Miss Abrock said the other day?
Couldn't tell you.
Republican form of government, la-di-da, Abraham Lincoln, Gettysburg, Constitution, la-di-da, receivable taxes, canal zone, Congress, dumpty-dumpty-dum, silly. Right, what'd I say about them feet?
I keep forgetting.
Well, get them down. Scratches enough on that Davenport. No, but ain't it ridiculous?
Well, I see.
Abrott's a grown-up woman with a family and a house to keep clean. What on earth does she care about the Congress?
I think people ought to be a little interested in the government.
Yeah, sure, but why go around making a big to-do about it?
People ought to try to understand the government.
Oh, I think they'd understand.
Quite a bit.
They got fellows up there in Washington, D.C.
What fellows you referring to?
Well, Congress fellows and all them. President of the White House and so on.
There's more to it than that, kiddo. The United States...
Let me tell you. You're supposed to be studying.
This will only take a second. And it's fresh in my mind because we just had it in civics. In the first place, the United States government is divided into three departments.
Executive, legislative, and judicial.
These three departments, ma'am, each got a separate function. The executive department is the department that enforces...
Keep your feet down.
...that enforces the laws. See, when a nation adopts a Republican...
looks like we got a Ms. Abrott right here in the family.
Right.
Oh, Rush explains the thing the same way she does. Instead of coming right out and saying what she wants to say, she hems and haws and beats around the bush till a person wants to scream. Son, why don't you just say they got Congress fellas in Washington, D.C. that fixes the law?
Well, but there's more to it than that.
Ah.
Look, kiddo, the Congress makes the law.
Sure, sure, sure.
The President enforces the laws. The court tests the constitutionality.
Oh, there you go. The constitutionality. Oh, my.
You ought to be interested in that.
Oh, sure.
Every American should have a knowledge of the functions
of... Let's have more algebra study and less talk from you, mister.
No, but you really ought to know something about this, eh?
Why? I got a house to keep up. 3 meals a day, I have to guess. I'm busy. Where on earth would I be if I settled around with foolishness?
You can hardly call the government of your country foolishness.
Oh,
your government...
Let's forget it.
Okay.
Well,
Mr.
Steel Pumpet, clerk in the Gambler's going to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Marrying one of the Hunkerman girls, Marie.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Your feet.
Excerpt from a broadcast of some...